you know, some people will be critical of her decision to sort of publicize this before, you know, all the I's have been dotted and the T's crossed. Another way to look at it is that, you know, she's in a way kind of crowdsourcing this. She already has, you know, two very, very big scholars, experts in papyrus and experts in the Coptic language who have said, this is legitimate, this does not look like a forgery. But there are other tests that remain to be conducted, including an analysis of the ink on the papyrus, which will tell us whether its chemical composition is compatible with inks from antiquity. So I think what she's doing here, you know, is kind of courageous. She's saying, here's what I think, here's what my experts tell me, but now you have a look. And one of the things that she's doing is that Harvard is doing, is permitting other accredited scholars to come and have a look at this thing for themselves and decide whether this meets the smell test, if you will. And I think that that process is very much continuing. You know, when I went back to the conference today and spoke to some of her colleagues, you know, some were very enthusiastic. This is exciting. This will open a whole new vein of scholarship. Others had some very serious questions about not only its authenticity, but also about the handwriting, whether it could truly be dated to the 4th century. And another question is, you know, whether this was actually part of a gospel. I mean, it's a tiny fragment. Who knows where it came from? It's hard to say precisely whether it came out of a codex, which means sort of a book, or whether it's quite simply just a scrap, you know, someone doing creative writing at some point 1,600 years ago. And, you know, who knows how widely read it might have been. So there are a lot of unanswered questions. But what we do know for now is that it's a very provocative announcement and one that's likely to invite years of research and inquiry.